I feel like a day now. It's me, Alan Smith. We probably started as a day's Britain Journal on Tuesday, March 19th. Now, front page of paper today, there's a couple of things on. There's a big picture of First Minister being up and opening up a new Aberdeen business hub. Thinking the city can turn itself into a global leader in offshore wind. So, hopefully that did the trick. And, you know, certainly there's politicians going to be there's normally plenty of wind. And the other bit is the story really is a danger driver locked up over death smash. This is a speeding hit and run driver is behind bars after he yesterday admitted killing another motorist in a horror crash in a residential street. Connor Wilson's Volkswagen Golf struck the vehicle being driven by Gabriel Longu for later passed away in hospital. Wilson left a one-in-a-million granddad, Mr. Longu, for deed as he fled the scene of the smash in Helton area Aberdeen. The 23-year-old barber admitted causing the death of Mr. Longu just days after Christmas on December 21 by driving dangerously and at a grossly excessive speed. Wilson Westhill was remanded in custody to High Court in Edinburgh and was warned he faces a jail term finishing his sentence at a later date. So just a tragic thing around there, and you know, a horrible for him. Obviously the man it was killed, but you know, that loon's life is going to be knackered than that, so no good of that. Now, here is a villagers fear new crematorium will affect rural living. So this is a dozens of rural Aberdeenshire residents are battling plans for a new crematorium outside Inverurie. More than 80 folk have written to Aberdeenshire Council asking for the proposals for land at Dafydd to be scrapped. Trailer company Stewart Agriculture Limited is based across from the site and they're among some of the folk objecting. They say the noise that they make would affect the you know, somber mood of services which would be here held just yards away. Their folk are saying it would do them a call traffic out to the idyllic countryside location, so I suppose Dafydd would be idyllic to some folk, maybe. Nothing going on would be another word for it. Anyway, it's Fraser Mellon, if also runs the garden centre, it's put in the plans for it. And he says there's you know, a definite need for it because all the other crematoriums are buckling under the pressure. It's one thing, you'll never run out of customers, that's for sure. So anyway, a hell of a folk objecting, and they're just like arguing back and forth. Mr. Mellon and his team say the facility is needed due to the soaring demand at the other northeast facilities. Documents also stress that emissions from the electric cremator will fall within the regulatory remit of the Scottish Environment Protection Agency. So hopefully it's been mean of you. Make sure you're right deed before you put on the burners, I would think. But, you know, I think to me it sounds like a good idea because it's certainly, you know, nobody for here wants to break an anti-Berdeen. And then at Crafis at Bunkery, it's like a very Swiss place, very nice indeed. And, you know, it's up at like a single track road to get to it. So, you know, at least Dafydd has two lanes going out to Rothie Road. But, we'll see if it happens, but you know, I think it would be wise to get to go ahead, and you know, if it's ready for I conquer, that would be great. I hope maybe a good couple of years yet, but you never know. Now, here's three Northeast fishing fish and chip shops, mark top 50 list of best UK chippers. So, Chippers in Inverurie, Stonehaven, and Blackburn have been named among the top 50 fish and chip shops in UK. Fry magazine. Well, if I would have thought it was a magazine for chippers, the leading publication for the fish and chip industry has released its 2023 yearly awards list, recognising business for their commitment to quality. The shops were judged throughout the year during a series of mystery shopper visits. Judges visited the takeaways unannounced and inspected various aspects from food quality to social media presence. The takeaways had to achieve a rating of at least 95.5 to win an award, while wrestlers needed a score of 95 or higher to claim their accolade. The three Aberdeenshire chippers were the Geary Fish Bar in Wiroorie, the Red Clog Fish Bar in Stoneate, and the Mike's Famous Fish and Chips in Blackburn. Geary Fish Bar said it was delighted they made the list. That's the third year in a row they've made the top 50. Blackburn-based Mike's Famous Fish and Chips also took to social media to celebrate a success less than 2 years after opening. They say that's the only thing they did this year, and they're delighted to have been a success with that. It's been a busy award season for Red Clog Fish Bar in Stoney. Owner Jamie Russo won UK's Best Young Fish Fryer at the National Fish and Chips Awards in London. Red Clog Fish Bar also won Best Newcomer after rivaling other UK takeaways that have been open less than 2 years. Fucking good that place that lands a hell like a fish has good fish and chips ups in it. But the only thing I tried is I seen it at Stonehaven, so next time I'm over there, I'll certainly get to get a shout. And what a rare job that would be to be a fish and chip and shop inspector. God almighty, just the bee's knees out. Now, here is the Orcas, put on an early show in the Moray Firth. So, a spectacular family get-together of two orca pods has captivated sea life enthusiasts along the Moray Firth coast. Watchers lined viewpoints between Burghead and Fraserburgh to catch a glimpse of the stunning mammals, also known as killer whales. And the orcas responded by putting on a show close to the northeast coastline. Whale watching guide Steve Trollick told the P&J that if it made the recent sighting so special. orcas are incredibly social and travel the seas between the UK and Iceland in the same pods. Over the last few days, the whales from two pods, the 27s and the 64s, so it's like American football teams, have been spotted venturing less than 300 yards for the coastline of at Burghead and Hopeman. They were then seen further east in the Buckey and Finnechty area. The 27s are best known as being the stars of the BBC's Wild Isle series when they were filmed in Shetland hunting for seals. While the matrix of the pods believed to be related, the extended gathering in the Moray Firth has been something of a family reunion. Lossiemouth based guide Mr. Trollick explained that while only about six whales were spotted at only one time, due to them submerging and resurfacing, as many as 13 might have been in the waters. And the arrival of the two pods come just weeks after the 65s also visited the Moray Firth. So crikey, I'm just doing a big tour of this orca pods. He said, Mr. Trollick says, "Near normal to see orcas here at this time of year. I was very surprised to see them. Their arrival has been getting earlier and earlier, which is maybe something to do with climate change. Normally wouldn't expect them until April." So, absolutely tremendous. Obviously, you were up that direction and you was able to see them frolicking about in the water, if that's what you would catch. Obviously, if you were a seal, you wouldn't be kind of frolicking. You'd be hiding under a steam somewhere. But for all this folk, it like watching them. Which would be nice folk, it would be absolutely tremendous to see them up close in the Highland Card, but not too close. Now, here is a lifeboat called out to Pier on Rock. So this is emergency services. Rush to a call in the early hours at Rock Armour near Aberdeen Beach. A member of the public called 999 after seeing 12 folk on the rocks. The Bobbies, Coast Guard teams and two RNLI Aberdeen crews rushed to the scene at about 2 a.m. 2 o'clock in the morning, God almighty. Bobbies were first on the scene and helped the two to safety. A spokesperson for the Coast Guard said, "We were called to a concern for a person incident at the Rock Armour on Aberdeen Beach. The Bobbies were there first and extracted the folk by helping them walk off for the area they were in." Well, maybe being funny, but, maybe they thought it was a good idea after their 10th pint to ging out on the rocks, but couldn't get to find the way back until the Bobbies arrived and helped them. That's maybe nothing like how it was, but that would be my surmising. So they just says, a member of the public alerted us to the incident. And the crews were stood down by the Coast Guard before they arrived at the scene, because Bobby Stilton, obviously, they'd managed to walk out and get him. So, my God, that's all kinds, eh? Now I just finish up with sports as normal, and back page paper today is Miovsky kind of dude on his end, says they're leaving. So Aberdeen interim boss Peter Leaven insists Bojan Miovsky's teammates are key to getting the club's leading goal scorer back firing again. He scored 22 goals this season, but has gone through the longest barren spell in his Aberdeen career after going 8 games without scoring. Interim manager Leaven believes Miovsky's struggles in front of goal are due to him being left isolated, but he insists the North Macedonian international's confidence has not been adversely affected. So basically, if Aberdeen, rest of Aberdeen players were on his avar, they'd managed to get the bar to him, and you know, he'd score a couple of goals. I think that's for this between the lines. So at times, the rest of them to pull up their socks, so to speak, and you know, get going and creating some chances for the boys. So here's hoping they can do that, and you know, follow up on that thrashing with the good Motherwell at the weekend. So come on, Aberdeen. No, that's me done for the announcement. We publish those today's pressings or not on Tuesday, 19th of March, 2024. And, you know, another bad day of that. I'm quite fine in the morning, but then there was a couple of showers come on. April showers in May, in March, as somebody says. But they kind of petered out after about dinner time, and the afternoon was quite decent. But I think it's on a downward slope kind of the rest of it, because we have rain forecast in the morning, Thursday and Friday, and just the usual. So yeah, well, didn't put the wire bullies just yet. Anyway, thanks so much for listening to this podcast. No, hope you enjoyed it. If you did, you can tell folk to follow us on Spotify. That would be the best way to catch us. Never miss an episode, and you'll have access to hundreds and hundreds and probably thousands all episodes, which, you know, new folk could listen to over the course of a few months or years to make sure they're up to date with the North East news. If we could do that, it would just be dandy. In the meantime, thanks so much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.